with that, we are going to jump into a brief think fast. And this is a pretty interesting one. This was a tweet that came out. Let me pull it up here. Can you guys see that okay?
Yep.
A recent study found that giving men a pay raise led them to have more children, while giving women a pay raise led them to have fewer children. I think that has some very interesting implications. You guys, what are your thoughts on this one?
Let me just say, we're not the only ones saying this, obviously, on the masculinity, femininity, getting our roles right, things like that. Stats are going to prove prove the value of our points over and over. They're going to prove them to be true. It seems like every stat that comes out, everything that we're kind of coming around to is pretty much like, yeah, we're right. Women need to stay home and raise children, because when they do this, they're too busy chasing their dreams, so to speak, in the corporate ladder. Men, on the other hand, realize money and work is for a purpose, which is to have a family, to raise a family, and to have kids. And there's a beauty to that and such a purpose of why I go to work. It is to help my family. Women don't do that. Women go to work because they're trying to find a false sense of value that they can't give themselves, that, you know, actually family would give them, and having proper roles in the home and having kids would give them more value than they could ever imagine. But they're robbing themselves and desperately trying to find that value outside in the workplace. And so when they get the raise, it furthers their like, yeah, I'm doing good. Guys get the raise and it's like, hey, I can go do things with this. I can go have a family. And so it's just completely different viewpoints. And women being in the workplace, this is why they don't handle it well. People can get mad at us all day long. They can call us legalistic. They call us sexist. They call us anything. The stats are going to bear out. And I assume we're going to see, I expect to see a lot more of these stats in the next decade that are basically going to be a big pat myself on the back moment, because it's biblical.
We arrived early to
correct.
That. Yeah.
We're just telling you what's biblical, telling you what we've known for thousands of years. We forgot for 50, 60, 70 years. We're going to get back to it, hopefully. And so, I don't know. I was intrigued by it. What are your thoughts?
I don't have, you know, Joe added some very valuable thoughts there. I wouldn't have much more to add. There's so many interesting implications from that stat. The idea that, okay, so, you know, the more men that are in the workplace, the more men that are getting the raises, the bigger families you're going to have, theoretically, right, is an implication you get from that, which is a blessing on, you know, multiple levels. And, you know, does it boost the economy? Because, you know, I don't know, like, again, just the implications from that of more kids typically equals, because there's also this question of, does having more children force men to work harder and therefore make more money? Right. I think that's a very interesting question to me that is derived from this, because you hear people that are like, man, I don't know if we can afford a kid. And in some ways, it just drives men to, you know, work harder, maybe get promoted. That's kind of the reverse of the stat. But I'm not arguing that you need to just, you know, have kids without being prepared for it. But I don't know. The implications of the more men in the workforce generally means more men are getting raises, getting promoted, more kids being in place or being born is a very good thing. For women, yeah. I mean, to me, that's just not surprising. That's just common sense of like, if a woman's getting a raise, she's probably getting promoted to a higher position, more responsibilities, more demands, less time at home, less time for kids. Duh, going to have less children. Like,
right.
Should be pretty common sense. And so there's, again, the question of like, what's better for society? Deep down, we all know what's better for society. We just, feminism has brainwashed us. It has warped our brains to say, whoa, you can't say that. You know, you should be given equal opportunity. I can tell you what's better for society, and stats can tell you what's better for society. And again, no matter how much feminism wants to try to warp your brain to say otherwise, the stats back it up. So those are kind of my thoughts there.
Yeah, you're getting at the have-it-all mindset. Like, you can't. That was never true. That was always a lie pushed to get you to choose the other thing.
In life. Yeah.
Right. Opportunity cost. And that it just brings to mind for me the quote about these people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Like, hey, higher wages. Like, okay, but the value is
right.
What are you losing in that? And you see the price and go, that's great, but the value that you lose. And people listening to this, there will be people who still don't see the value, still think that, hey, the price is great, value must be too. No, it's really not. And when you look at Titus 2, women be keepers at home, and 1 Timothy 5 of basically, if they're young and widowed, tell them to get married again, have more children, keep the house. Like, that's 1 Timothy, I said 1 Timothy 5, Titus 2, 1 Timothy 2, about women are saved through childbearing. Like, these are verses that we just do our best to get around. In fact, I've started a new project. I don't know if this will end up a book or not. I just showed you guys, picked up a whole stack of books. I've got more coming. where I'm buying every marriage, every popular marriage book, every popular masculinity book, every popular femininity book in Christianity that I can get a hold of, and trying to figure out, when did it change? When did the messaging change where we started being afraid of those verses, where Ephesians 5 and 1 Peter 3, we started explaining all the things they don't mean, but never telling people what it does? Christianity has failed people on this. We have dropped the ball. These stats are just revealing nature didn't go away, but we're pretending that it did. We figured out a way to make the Bible agree with sociology. Shame on everybody who's had a part in that. And that's why I'm taking up that writing project, is this is despicable. Every shred of discussion I've heard on masculinity and femininity and roles in marriage doesn't touch any of the hard stuff in the Bible. I mean, like, it is... I get angry thinking about it. Everything I've read, it's not even close. And the false dichotomy of, man, if you go towards this, you must want to just dominate your wife, and you just want her barefoot and pregnant in front of the stove. And like, what was wrong with that when we had big families and wives keeping the house and the guy bringing home the bacon? And are we better off now, really? Right. And I don't know. There's just so much to be said. Like I said, there will be a lot to come. I'm writing on it currently. And I don't know. Stats like this just tell you exactly what you're saying, Joe. Like, the eye test and the stats and the Bible test all line up, and we're just deceiving ourselves to be running away from it, going, no, it's not, no, it's not.
Right.
So we've got to get back in touch with reality.
And that means, to the young fathers, why we have the Godly Young Men podcast, as you raise your little girls, raise them to be wives and moms. Your little girl is going
to
get all the
messaging. Raise your sons to take care of them.
Correct. Yeah. Raise your sons to choose a career path, not working at Starbucks for his life. Choose a career path that's going to allow for big families where he can take care of his wife and kids. And it's a beautiful thing. Raise them up to be men of God, and raise them up to be women of God, where you say, you know what? We're not going into the workforce, because the worst thing that can happen is to get a raise, because clearly you're not going to want kids. Will, to your point, it makes sense that they wouldn't. So the worst thing that can happen is if they actually are very successful when it comes to godly values, having families, things like that. So why start them off on that in the first place?
Interesting thought. Again, that's still very unpopular, but as I said
not
when I posted
territory
this
for us though,
right?
As I said when I posted this on Facebook, you know, the Back to the Future quote, like, you guys aren't ready for that yet, but your kids are gonna love it. So we're getting there. We're gonna keep saying it. So that's our Think Fast for this week. If you're catching this, as always, this is the end of a full episode. The full episode was on Sabbath and rests and taking days off and all of the implications of that. So be sure to catch that on Monday if you're just catching the Think Fast. And to close off the whole episode, we thank you guys for listening. And once again, check out our Patreon, focuspress.org/PLUS. Lots more content, lots more to get into over there. So check that out if you're interested. And we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Hey guys, Jack Wilkie here. If you enjoy our work with podcasts like Think Deeper and Godly Young Men and our books, articles, seminars, and want to support the work that we do, the best way to do so is to go to focuspress.org/donate. That's focuspress.org/donate. Thanks again for listening.